Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, you know, it's a familiar story from Luke 7 where Jesus is invited to the home of Simon the Pharisee to have lunch. But while he's there, a known sinner, a prostitute, comes into the room where they're having dinner, and she is overwhelmed with emotion as she falls at the feet of Jesus, but then she sees that the feet of Jesus haven't been washed. Simon didn't wash the feet of Jesus. And so she begins to wash the feet of Jesus with her tears and dry them with her hair. And it's just this moment that I'm sure was awkward for a lot of the people around the table, but it teaches us so much about how Jesus values brokenness. That here is Simon, a Pharisee who has spent his life studying the Old Testament. He had hundreds of scriptures about the Messiah memorized, and yet here's the Messiah at his own table. He doesn't even realize it, doesn't realize his need for Jesus. He's just kind of doing his duty as the religious leader. But this woman comes in, and she is broken before Jesus, and the story ends. And this is what's so significant, is that Jesus does the exact opposite as what you would expect him to do. He turns to this religious leader, and he admonishes Simon, and then he turns to the prostitute and he affirms her, he encourages her, and so you have this story for us that just demonstrates the value, the blessing that comes in brokenness. And so one of the things I talk about in the book is, you know, who do you want to be most like in the story? And I think most of us would say both. You know, we want to have the reputation and kind of the VIP status of somebody like Simon, but we also want the blessing of Jesus. We just don't want to have to be broken. We don't want to have to experience that kind of vulnerability. But it doesn't work that way. You know, it requires brokenness, that kind of blessing. And until we're willing to humble ourselves in that way and to be vulnerable in that way, we miss out on that blessing that's experienced by her. And one of the things I talk about in the book, and this was significant for me to learn just kind of growing up as a pastor's kid in the church, is that we're all broken already. It's not a matter of making ourselves broken to experience the blessing. We're broken. What is required for blessing is the brokenness, where we acknowledge it, we recognize it. It creates space for God's blessing in our lives.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.